W23R.
There's Angel. How you doing, Angel?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How's it going?
All right. And you heard me. I was just about with 70 watts. So I just turned the amp on now. I got to hear you, Tom, and I think that young handsome devil is in there, too. W4YHC and KHCX, W3R. Jim is not going to make it. He said that tonight, but he said he'll be listening. So, Jim, you'll be listening. Very good evening to you. And Tim Duffy, he's just finishing up Ham Nation. So, Ham Nation, and he'll be in here in a bit. He said. And for us here, well, left. We're good, kind. We're okay, I guess. We started to do an analysis there of all the wreckage at the bottom of the dish. So very carefully, obviously, and it's amazing how that that dome. It's like taking a crushed, you know, taking an egg and you know, just an egg, taking an eggshell, man, and crushing it with, you know, like a 40-pound weight. That's what it looks like. I mean, well, again, right now, that's what, 900 tons from 500 feet. That's going to do something in there. And then the arm, it's the azimuth arm itself, man, it's like stuck in the ground, bro. It's incredible how that get in there. I mean, I was talking about like one corner of it. It's just because the other side is like sticking up out of the dish. Anyway, besides that, it looks like there is a budget at least for if we get a big powwow, that they're not going to let anyone go. At least that's what they said for at least 11 months or so. So we'll see what goes on, and obviously the focus is on a rebuild. And we've got to get somebody with big bucks like Tom or Steve in here. Anyway, it's great to hear you guys. Tom, send it back to you, and you get around. KHCX, the group, WP3R.
WP3R and W4YHD, KHCX. Yeah, rebuild would be great. I like the sound of that, for sure. Wow, that's going to be a lot of work. Now, did the towers fail, or did the cables fail?
Okay, that's a great question. No, what failed were the towers did not fail. What was the failure? The failure of the system was in the cable. But remember the auxiliary cable. It was it was the tensioning about 40,000 pounds on that, and then. But it was not the main cable. Then one of the main cables came out. The second cable was a main cable. Okay. This what I meant by auxiliary. An auxiliary cable is when we put the dome up. It was to prevent the torque left and right when you swung an azimuth. Just think about like a tower and you're swinging a big beam. Now your tower might twist a little bit. Well, so this is just the red test twist. That was the auxiliary. But the main, when the main popped, then we had three and left, and those guys started to pop strands and that left. So people saying, oh, we probably could use the towers. No, the towers went through too much stress. Because remember, the towers were they were holding the platform and towards the inside of the dish, but there was also you know, backstays going towards the anchor. Right, like we could say that in our terms, I guess guys, right? But it's just the backstays were going back. So when it snapped, it just snapped the tower back and forth. Actually, the first two sections of each tower came down. Remember, the towers are all the same height at the top, but the towers are different heights because of the terrain. Right, you have one is on a higher hill, one is on a lower hill. Right, we're on these cars. Mountains. So one tower that broke two sections, and the other two broke one section from the top. But they're not used. There's no way we can use that again. They went through too much stress with this thing there, Tom. There's actually a video, and once we can release it, I'll release it to you guys. It's super impressive how that goes. And there's a couple of fake videos out there. There's one that don't believe it. It's on Facebook or something like that. There's a fake video out there where you can see the dome falling. The dome like disengages from the azimuth arm and falls to the dish and starts bouncing. You know, I said, whoa. First of all, there was nothing wrong with the dome. Okay, like there was nothing wrong with the tower. But anyway, that's what it was there, Tom. Sorry for a long one, Dan.
Okay, yeah. I read a little bit different version, but yes, I believe your version for sure. But I seen the video of the drone after the fact there that Jim sent the link to everybody. And I seen another one on Facebook too, but I didn't see that fake one that you're talking about. Okay, over to Steve, W4YHD, KHCX.
Okay, Tom, very good. K8CX, and hello, Angel, from W4YHD in Virginia. Angel, it's great to hear you, and first I wanted to let you know that the HARP team has been fully informed of your latest updates, and I did send some of the videos up. I sent the video up. It was apparently shot from a helicopter that was very, very good. And, you know, the HARP team, their heart goes out to you and the entire Arecibo team. They stand ready to assist in any way possible. And the HARP team is in mourning in a big, big way. So I just wanted to pass that along. And they wanted me to pass along the very best of well wishes to you and the team. And they stand with you. And Angel, I was going to ask if you had a video camera that may have caught the actual fall of the platform. And it sounds like you probably do have that video. So that's quite interesting. I figured that would probably be in place, and hopefully we'll get a copy of that someday. Not that we necessarily derive any pleasure of seeing it. And Angel, have you been able to go back to the buildings and assess the damage to the buildings? How much damage assessment have you been able to do? Have you been able to go down underneath the dish? And I guess the last question is, I know you were in the control center when the thing fell, and that was a risky place to be. Could you go through what that felt like? Wanted to get a little more input from you on what it was like to be right there in the control center when it fell. Back to you, Angel, and I hope you're doing well. I've been thinking about you all day and worried about you. W3R, W4YHD.
Okay, W4YHD group, W3R. Okay, thanks a lot for informing the guys. It's in all our best there, too, at the HARP team there. And there is that we do have there's a couple of videos of the collapse. Again, they're not we can't release them yet. I did see one of them. You can see how it happened. You know, everybody thinks that it just fell. Like I think I wrote this up somewhere. Right, it was just so many things I've been talking to. I don't know if I mentioned it to you guys, but you know, it didn't fall straight. It didn't fall straight down because the three cables didn't snap at the same time. The cables that snapped, again, how we look at this, and I think I did mention this yesterday. If you're a bird's eye view of the dish, if you're looking at the dish from the top, from bird's eye view, the northern tower is at 12 o'clock. And then we have a tower at your 4 o'clock and a tower at your 8 o'clock, which makes a perfect triangle. Okay. And so the tower four, which is the easternmost tower, if you're looking from the top, that's where the cables were. So what happened was once the cables came, there was a big noise. This was really quick. You couldn't see that much, and obviously we could see much more through. But by the time we got to look, you can see it coming down, there's more obviously in the video. It was devastating, obviously, to see. We saw the last part of it coming down. But what happened was when it snapped off that tower four. Okay, so the other two towers were, those cables were perfect condition. They were in perfect condition, so they didn't come off. And so what happened was it started to come towards the northwest, where the other two towers were. So the azimuth arm itself, that arm that's underneath the triangle, that came off. That actually came off the triangle and fell north of the a little bit north of center the dish towards it, like that tower 12, you would say. And the triangle itself almost didn't even make it to the dish. It was so far out. It was what you saw the pictures from the drone footage. You've seen it's way off to the side. That's because the cables were still holding it. And finally, when it started to swing, well, then it finally snapped to the top of the towers. And that's when everything else came down. So the tops of those towers, they're all broken. And obviously, it was a terrible sight there, Steve. So their NSF has the possession of the video. And they will be, releasing it when they're the owners. When they say we sent it to them yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to see that one. I saw another one, and we'll see that the one that they have there is from a drone. That's actually started to. They were monitoring all morning, and there was a camera fixed there, and that was pretty impressive. The other one it's only a few seconds by the time someone picked up their cell phone camera. It was almost too late, but you can see from their angle. It was a really good angle from there. They were really really far away. And up on the one of our other telescopes, which is a 12-meter telescope there. They were there, and it was a pretty good shot. But anyways, none of those things can be released. You'll see it, like you say, it might not be a pretty sight, but eventually, it's going to come out. And so just don't believe the other ones there. There's some other ones there. You don't see the catwalk or anything. You see like the dome, like breaking off and bouncing on the dish. And spent a lot of time yesterday just telling these guys it's just me. Anyway, that's the story there, Steve. I hope I answered your question. W4YHD, WP3R.
Pacho Calor, Japón, India Tango, Colombia, Sudamérica.
Okay, it sounds like you've got some other stations calling here. Just another quick question, you can pick up the other stations, when you were in the control center, as it went down, what did that feel like? How violent was that? And did you have to hit the deck, or how violent was that? And have you been able to go back to the control center and the damage building? Have you been able to go back on site to inspect any of the damage in any way? Did you pick up the other things? W3R, the group.
Okay, W4YHD, WP3R, and the group, and there's nothing happened to that building. I was in there today. That's where my office is. There was nothing happened to that building, to the control room. The only building that was damaged actually was the learning center next to the visitor center, which was directly underneath one of the towers. And so the cable from the anchors to the tower went right above the that building. So when it collapsed, it was those really heavy cables, and did a lot of structural damage to that building. Our control room building did. Then nothing happened to that. Nothing happened to that. Then everything happened so quick. There wasn't a big bang type of thing. There was a lot of noise. I mean, there was some noise, obviously, and but nobody ran outside. And again, it took just a few seconds. By the time that what we could we could see. And but I have gone down to the dish, and I have gone down to around the dish, and snapped some shots around there, and looked at the damage from pretty up close. And we'll get that again when I know I can release those. And I heard Sid in there as well. It was G1SDK is in there. So I'll let me send it to Tom, and then Tom could pick up Sid as well. Back to you there, Tom. KHCX the group, WP3R.
Okay, I got my antenna on you, so I'll have to turn over to northeast here. WP3R in the group, KHCX. Yeah, thanks, Angel, for the update there. The National Science Foundation. I think I read that they can still use what's left over there for some of their projects. Is that true?
That is true. That's another thing. The National Science Foundation, everyone thought that they wanted to close the facilities. That is not true. They wanted to make sure and stabilize the platform so as to lower it without anyone getting injured. So their main scope was to lower that platform, which was in structural dismay. But it was not to close the facilities. We, like I just mentioned a while ago, we do have a 12-meter radio telescope. That we have a LIDAR, which is a laser that points in the air and studies effects in the atmosphere, as well as a photometer which measures the air glow at nighttime as well. There's some optical instruments, and we have another radio telescope. So they were not NSF didn't want to close the site. They just wanted to make sure that the platform was lowered in a safe way. Well, obviously, stabilizing the platform became impossible with the breaking of all those strands. It was not safe, and I'm glad that no one was around there. So there was a restricted area. It's pretty far away from the main buildings, the control room building, and the office building. Again, the visitor center did have a lot of damage. Not the visitor center itself, but the learning center, which is another building where we do public outreach for students and teachers and conferences and stuff. That was gone.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad it's still partially operational, and I'm also glad no one got hurt, of course, and I'm also glad to hear you say that they're talking rebuild, so that's all in the positive direction. So, okay, let's see. I think I'm pointing at Europe here. This thing got moved in a wind storm here a couple weeks ago, but I think this is where Europe should be. So let's see if I can pick up Sid. G1SDK, how copy? Kilo 8, Charlie, X-ray.
K3 London Radio.
Hi, Tim. I'm going to go to the next one.
CAO.
Okay. G1SDK. Well, yeah, you're not too strong here right now. And hi, Cal. I'll give you about. I think you said the 5-3 to me. I'll give you one right back there. So let's see how Cal's doing. K1CAL. Well, Tim's in there. Let's give it to Tim, and he can turn it to Cal. K3LR. K8CX.